when the oils or the perspiration from his head, it has eaten the color off the back of the couch. And then he wears the gold plated necklace, and I can wear it for years and years and years and nothing happens to it. He wears it not even a year, and it's now all pitted. So there's something in his body that's very acidic.
You know, I think Dennis used to do that. He doesn't do that anymore, I don't think. But with the jewelry.
Me too. Do you remember, Ruth? Do you remember when I had that? I mean, I actually ended up having to see a skin doctor about it. I finally ended up with like a big red ring all the way around my neck. You remember that?
Yeah.
And they went and did when they take part of the skin, biopsies on it to make sure I didn't have some kind of a cancer. You know what that was? It was a detoxing, and it doesn't happen to me at all anymore.
Well, our body is continually detoxing. I thought that's what we're talking about today.
Great.
Monty's here.
Good morning, Monty. Wow, it's 7:01 already. I see, Margaret, I must have turned those chimes on permanently. So, good morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and get started. This is Ruth Williams. I'm calling from, not from Yakima, Washington, from Vashon Island, Washington State. I must have lived in Yakima too long. Almost said Yakima. Good morning.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning, Karen. We're just getting started. And you're not on the WebEx yet, so you don't see. We have Jane. Jane, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, since you're new to our call? Who's your upline diamond, and what do you do in NECAN, and a little bit of that, just brief little story.
Well, my upline right now is Elaine Shaw, and she's sort of taking a break because she's got some family issues going on. And after that, it's Vance and Stacy, and then Shaw and Denny, and then you and Dennis.
There you are.
I know who you are. I know who Jane is. Steve Johnson and I found her out of the pool.
Yes. I know. I'm looking at your picture right now. I love this company. I do.
Wow, that is great. Well,
I am a silver. I've been a silver. Well, actually, I've been in the company, with the company, for 17 years and was so insecure. I'm not the talkative type, and I had a switch down in Austin, and now you can't shut me up.
Well, just out of curiosity, what was it? Was it the whole program, which was like the best event I think I've been to, or was there something in particular that was said that helped you?
There was something that happened with my mom. My sister was taking care of her, and my mom is no longer here. And I was so upset, and there was so much. It was just a bad situation, and I was so angry at my sister and brother, and my brother didn't even come to my mother's funeral, and I was focused on that for years. And Julie Pear said something about you need a laser focus, and then we went to lunch. And I was talking with three other women, and I, you know, went like this with my hand. I put it down on the table, and I said, you know, I said, if I would just switch my focus to NECAN and forget about my brother and sister, I could be Royal Diamond. And that is what happened down in Texas, and I have not stopped since.
Wow. That is very exciting. I think that event was a switch for a number of people. So we're glad to have you with us, Jane.
I am excited to be here.
All right. We're very happy to have the rest of our people here on, both of those of you who are on the WebEx and also those who are listening in. As you can see on the bottom of the screen, these calls are recorded and available. So if someone can't be here someday, you can get the recording, because we have Steve Crowfoot, who puts them on the website www.allswell.org. That's spelled www.allswell.org for those of you who can't see it if you're just on the phone. We hope that you will join us for the slides. get my pointer out here. And this morning I was planning to talk on primarily helping our body dispose of waste. But I did get a little carried away, as you will see, with the slides. And so we will go ahead and look at them. First, I wanted to say that our health style mission is to educate, hopefully simplify, and motivate ourselves and all those that we can use to follow a path that leads to better health. For a long time, we have been on a mission to help to reverse those disease statistics that are a result of the chronic diseases that are a result of inflammation. So we focus quite a bit on inflammation and the causes of that. Our company, of course, is NECAN, which has partnered with a Healthy Child, Healthy World, and is dedicated to a toxic-free environment. Today, we are going to have a quick look at the amazing human body. And I've been rereading San Wang's Reverse Aging. And I think that San Wang is kind of the pioneer of all of the things that we are learning today about inflammation and what is causing it and that type of thing. And so we will be continually cross-checking what he has to say with what Dr. Russell Blaylock has to say in our program, because we've kind of accepted Dr. I can't speak for everyone. Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a neurosurgeon turned into a health and nutritional researcher, but that doesn't recommend any particular products, but really sends out a newsletter every month. We get, I don't know how many newsletters around here, but I can't read them all. And so after reading parts of most of them, decided that Dr. Blaylock is the one that has the broadest depth and both broad and deep and depth of information, and he seems to really be right on track. I've never had him say anything that I felt would lead anyone astray, but more bring them back to this is the way it is. And so that was his pioneer ancestor here, not really biologically, but theory. Sang Wang says the key point of health, longevity, and reversing aging is the management and disposal of our waste products. And so I had the note from Jane and knew what her problem was, and so kind of wanted to focus on relieving ourselves of acidity. And the waste products he's talking about aren't the bowel movement part. That's just the non-used foods. He's talking about cell level. And so I got started with this, and I'm going to zip right through these first few slides, and then we'll move on. I love teaching my daughters, when I was homeschooling them through high school, about the cell and learning about it and how the mitochondria, I think, interested me the most, because that's where the energy is produced. And there's so much to learn about just the cell. You could study on it for your whole life and still be learning it forever. And so we're not going to go into depth, but I thought it was kind of fun to look at some of these pictures. Here's the mitochondria here. and all the different parts of the cell. This is another picture that shows it a little bit more, that more intricately. And this is just a picture of the cell membrane. So back here, we can see that they have a membrane identified around here. But this is just a picture of it, and this is a really strong structure. One of the things about cell membranes and the glue that hooks them all of our cells together is the important nutrient that you want to have that helps glue your cells together is vitamin C. That helps form in between the cells is a collagen, and that vitamin C helps to hook them together. I really like, this is my type of diagram, don't you think? Here are the little workers. Here are where the little nutrients go in through the many doors. Except I would also have these little guards, the eicosanoids. They were the guards that would decide who gets to get in and who doesn't. And that means what water gets to get in and what water doesn't get to get in also through that cell membrane. And then there's a manufacturing plant over here. There's a little worker putting the nutrients in. And here comes the goods on the way out, whatever this type of cell is supposed to be making. There they are packaging it up, and they will put an address on it wherever it's supposed to be exported to. And here's the mitochondria that is providing all the energy for this cell. Without the mitochondria doing its thing. Look at that, exploding with energy over here. And that is what keeps the cell running, the energy plant. Of course, here's a nucleus, and we'll have a little, I have a, this is the DNA right in there. I'm sure that's what's on that computer. And I've never seen this cell diagram before, so I loved it when I found it. And out here is the metabolic waste, and that's what we're talking about today, is every cell that is doing all this work, producing energy and everything else, that produces waste, and that waste is acidic. And so we have to get it out of our body, and part of it, by the way, it comes out of our skin. And that's, I mean, it's supposed to be acidic. It comes out, it is acidic, and it protects our body from bacteria. I thought that was amazing. I didn't know that before. I knew it was acidic. I just didn't ever think about it. And I knew it was protecting our skin, but I just never sort of thought, okay, so we're producing this metabolic waste, and here comes out, one of the places it comes out, is through our air, and the other one, another one is through our skin and the perspiration, and that is acidic. And why some people are more acidic is probably dependent on what goes in. That we'll talk about. And then here is a nucleus. Which before I didn't notice that had the DNA string inside on that TV, or computer rather. And so here's a little bit better picture of the DNA string. You guys like this?
Great.
Yes.
And then I thought, this is very interesting. Human cells film instantly messaging. Look at them. They're talking to each other. And this is how our whole body works and communicates. They're all talking to each other, working together. And here is the human cells film instantly messaging. I believe this one is a nerve cell because they also have a picture of a synapse right here where they're not quite hooked together. They have that fire across there. And if you don't have enough of the good oil that comes from lecithin in there, the choline, then your synapse doesn't work. And I'm particularly familiar with that because before I used to eat more extra lecithin, which I take quite a bit, I could not remember a thing. That was when we first started in network marketing. I had to read every single thing off my card because my brain just felt like it wouldn't retain a thing. And still, it's not perfect, but it sure works better when if I don't take that, get that choline from my lecithin, that doesn't work. And I don't know how else you're supposed to get it or what mine was low, but it's certainly better with it than without it. So my synapses get snapping. Transfer the message. So, human blood cells, and there's that white blood cell. I always wondered what one of those looked like. I just thought they'd be plain like these, and here they are, all bumpy. How do you like that? This is a neural center, a neural cell cluster. Look at him. He looks like a nerve cell, doesn't he? His hair is, looks like mine has been looking like lately. I think there's a lot of electricity in the air. So there we are with the amazing human body. That's just a few of those slides. And then again, the key point of health, longevity, and reversing aging is the management and disposal of our waste products. Sang Wang actually thinks that we can reverse aging if we can manage and dispose of our waste products in an efficient manner. The distinctions between the good foods and the bad foods are the types and quantities of waste products that those foods generate. And we've really learned that as we've been studying this year, right?
Yes.
Any comments? I've been talking. If you guys have anything to say?
You're right. We're on the right track. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Okay, so the thing that Sang Wang emphasizes more than anything else is that the water is the number one key secret to reversing aging, alkaline water. And certainly they have great air here. Here's our water. And we talk a lot about keeping all the toxins out of our cells, and he doesn't even get to that part. He talks mostly right about having alkaline water and how important that is. And so Jane, who's new on our call today, mentioned that her husband's already drinking the Pai Mag water, so now we want to help find out why a person is more acidic. And so what is it that Mary Lou and Dennis and anybody else that who used to have a very acidic body have done differently? I'm sure I am not acidic and haven't been because my jewelry never turns a different color or never got pitted. I had several people who told me that their necklaces were pitted as a difference in our bodies, but I didn't know exactly what it was. The acidity probably, but I knew that mine never pitted. I didn't have the same ones that I started with. And so some of us are producing more acidic waste, but on the other hand, we're supposed to be getting rid of our waste, and it is acidic. But why are some of them more than the other, and why has that changed? Anybody have any thoughts on that? Let's go to the next one when we're talking about this.
Mine happened a long time ago, you know, with Ruth, when we were still living in Yakima. And I don't think we had the water yet. I think we got the water while I was in Yakima. And So I was drinking out of our well. And I don't know exactly what maybe I was getting from there. But I do know that as soon as we got the water, the Pimac water, that we switched to it. I was drinking, well, and I would like to know how much Pimac water Jane's husband is drinking, because remember the rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces, which all of us measure out somehow throughout the day with pennies or something to keep track of it. But and mine did not go away right away. I also used to be the kind of a person that I would always kill batteries and watches, but my body has definitely changed for the better. I couldn't wear.
We're getting younger.
Stopped aging. I couldn't wear the inexpensive jewelry either. You know, just touching my ears. I never used to be able to perspire. Now I can perspire. I love to go for my walk and sweat. So, anyway, it's just all these changes.
Everything put together.
I think so. I don't think it's just one thing. You know, it's all of it and just living it. So.
Well, I think that when we got the necklaces, when we really noticed the difference with Dennis. And that was before he changed his diet. I mean, he changed it somewhat for a while, but he was still eating plenty of ice cream and stuff until this last episode that he had. And now he is really over here on the healthy, good choice side. And so I think that's made a lot of difference for us.
Ruth?
Yes.
I just want to read a sentence or two, okay? It talks about why is our body acidic, and it says the intake of saturated fat, lack of essential fatty acids, excess sugar, low fiber, poor intake of raw fruits and vegetables, low intake of phytonutrients, excess alcohol, drinking tap water, overcooked foods, to name just a few, all contribute to acidic body fluids. Now, what have you been teaching us through this program? To have the proper fats, to eat the alkaline foods, to drink the alkaline water, to take the proper nutrition that we need to be taking, but also to be aware of all the other things that we are putting into our body that are not essential to good health. So I believe that's one of the reasons that I have become more alkaline is because of what this program teaches into food and all the things that I just mentioned.
Thank you, Monty. Where did you read that from?
I went to a website called Ask. You can just go in there and ask a question, and it comes up normally with the answers.
Hey, great. That was good.
But I thought that one was real good because it talks about everything that we talk about in this program. How sugar is poison. You need to eat the right vegetables and fruits because of fiber. You know, all the whatever. I'm getting the, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about last night. I sliced and baked my sweet potatoes, and I thought, those things taste like candy. I put the coconut oil on the tray, and then I sliced them with one of those things that you just run it through the slicer, and by hand, kind of. And so they're not even a quarter of an inch thick, and then baked them, and salted them with our real salt, and those were so tasty that you wouldn't need to have things with sugar. Some of these fruits and everything, and the more you stop eating candy and pop, and I never ate any pop before anyway, and things like that, the sweeter our foods taste. Did you guys find that to be true also?
Yes.
What are the sweet things you've been finding?
Well, I just don't need to add sugar to anything that I eat anymore, and I liked it a lot. But I can really like all these foods without any sugar, without any sugar substitute.
Do you consider agave and stevia a sugar substitute?
I do, and I don't do well with them. I think I really take a terrible hit from agave. And I've only done it a few times, but it really set me back. And so I just don't use them. I could eat quinoa without sugar. I just put coconut oil on it and a handful of blueberries. That's how I eat it. I don't use milk or the sugar.
Okay. Thank you. Kathleen reacts a lot to some different foods, trying to find out which ones are which. Good and which ones are bad for her. So some of us can use some agave, which is I think it is very equal. I equate it to honey, pretty much. It's a cactus syrup, so it's a natural sweetener. But like we were talking about when we were talking about it before, we just said it is a high glycemic food. And stevia doesn't have that. It's not got that. It's just it doesn't have high glycemic index. So good morning, everybody who's been joining us. I still haven't found a way to get these chimes turned off so I can hear you joining us. So we are going to, so we're realizing that reverse aging is about getting ourselves to have less toxins. And the number one way was using the alkaline water to help our body to rid itself of the waste. And I will continue more in the future when I have some more slides with the information that Shang Lang suggests. And, but primarily his number one thing is that they must drink this alkaline water on a regular basis, of course. And we have been talking about that. So then I mentioned at this point that the way that we get rid of this toxic waste from our cells, and we can go back to our cell with our picture with a cell and a waste. I'm not sure what number it is, but it was before that one. There's a blood cell, and there's our little diagram with a metabolic waste. And what he is saying is the difference between aging and not aging is our body's ability to get rid of this waste. And so he talks about having a sauna that will help us to get the waste out of our body. And another thing that he mentioned in here, with a phone, is that another way, I got distracted. I don't know. I didn't see what it was. Dennis should be able to answer that. So that's okay, Mary Lou. Thank you.
As long as he's home.
He also talks about that the ways that remain are the ones that are aging us. And so one of the things is years of a meat and potato diet with insufficient amount of vegetables and fruits create an acidic imbalance, and the body gradually becomes more acidic. And I do remember that before we started all this, when I used to eat more potatoes than meat, that my finger would turn black, and I knew that it was I was doing something that my body didn't like. The blood plays another trick that the blood plays to prevent sudden acidification is to change liquid acid into undissolved solid acids, and that is not too good of news, because that's cholesterol and crystallized uric acid are examples of these solidified acids. When high pH alkaline water is consumed, these solid acids become liquid, bringing down the pH to a normal range. An insufficient amount of alkaline minerals will build up these solids, eventually causing health problems. And so it's necessary for us to get rid of those. And he does tell us all these different kinds of acids and the ones that are pH positive and negative. And I didn't want to really go into detail on those until I have some diagrams, as I think they can be a little bit more than we wanted to know. If we just have a picture, we can sort of take it in and not have to know the whole thing. One of the other things that causes to be too acidified is our lifestyle, our stress. Stress, whether physical or mental, creates more acid. And an ulcer is a good example of that. And the proper exercise followed by a resting period helps us get rid of waste products, including accumulated waste, especially, and again, this is the cell waste that's coming right out there, the metabolic waste, especially if one drinks alkaline water during that rest period. Mental stress is the worst. It can be more devastating than physical stress because there is no rest period. One can continue on with mental stress until it can really acidify one person or the person. It's a vicious cycle. Mental stress creates more acids, and the acids can make you feel more depressed. Japanese doctors claim that drinking alkaline water can change a depressed mood into a brighter, calmer mood. Have any of you ever noticed that? Just drinking our water changed your mood. I never even thought about it.
Yes. Yeah.
You think that people who are drinking soda pop and acidic drinks are more depressed? Or stressed?
Yes.
Stressed.
Both.
Yes. Yeah.
Very interesting. So, what about the storage of acids? What do these lifestyles mean to our body? It all signifies that we are not allowing our body to totally get rid of its acidic waste products. What we don't get rid of, we end up storing somewhere in our body. Since our blood pH cannot be dragged down by these acidic wastes, because if your blood drops below two, or down even to 6.5, it's deadly. I don't know exactly where it said that in here, but he said that you cannot live with your blood pH at a 6.5. So it has to rob the body of the calcium to normalize it. We've talked about that before. Since our blood pH cannot be dragged down by these acidic wastes, they must be stored away from the flow of the blood. We see quite a few people with obesity problems. Exactly what does their excess weight consist of? The answer is fatty acids. When we over-ingest carbohydrates and do not burn them away, they become fatty acids. I stated before that if you rest, your body gets rid of more waste than it generates. However, the body does not dispose of unburned food. We can burn this fatty acid later when we need it to a point. It is a reservoir, but later never comes, and we keep adding to the reservoir. So that's a little bit about, there's quite a bit more that he has to say about this, and I think that I'll continue with it on Thursday.
This is Kathleen. I would like to, I guess I missed who you're reading from. It's very, very interesting to me.
It's Reverse Aging by Sang Wang, and I said at the beginning that he is, I think, the pioneer of us and our knowledge on pH. This book, I think, is 1990 or something like that, but he used to come out quite early with this. And I think he's the pioneer of not only just the pH, but then as it's evolved now into realizing that the inflammation is the basis, so the common denominator for all the chronic disease. Isn't this all kind of adding up and making a picture that we can know a little bit better what's the cause of the problem and right at the basis at cell level? And then since we know the cause, well, then we can know what to do about it. And we should also pull up our cell. I don't have our picture of the pH, which is also on the website. I'll take a guess here. You see, Norman. This is a picture that's also on our website for you people who are new today. The website is www.ybherton.com. And if you go to these presentations, you'll find this slide, the one I have with a plague on it that tells about eating. And the plate in particular is from another book that we use for our program, which is To Quiet Inflammation, TQI, by Kathy Abascal. And she happens to live on Vashon and wrote a book that sums all this up very nicely. Her last name is spelled A-B-A-S-C-A-L. And if you type that into Google, then you'll get to Kathy Abascal. You can order her book. I think somebody told me it was on Amazon now. I'm not sure. And then the pH chart here, one of the things we teach about that is you don't usually want to eat these things in the yellow column that is very acidic. But over here in the acidic, or at least acidic, we do eat some of these foods because we eat fish, shellfish, eggs, some of these things, but when we do so, we also want to eat some of the ones that are over here on the alkaline side, and we want to eat, mostly we want to eat the foods that are on the alkaline side, but we also have to have some of these over here, and we eat these to balance, because the neutral is right here in 4.5 to 5 point as far as foods go.
I think
go ahead.
I think it's interesting, though, that like you're saying, you know, if you eat the fish, you can go over there into the most alkaline and choose limes or lemons and squeeze that onto your fish, which is a fantastic neutralizer, and it causes a tremendous taste. So these are really fun things to learn about so that we can be healthy with our bodies.
That's right, Karen. Thank you. Karen does our program tomorrow and does an excellent job. One of the things, I'll tell you what, I gave my rice recipe last week, and I still don't have it online, but we'll work on that. So I have had a lot of rice mixed up that I have frozen, so I can get some and have it. And I didn't think it tasted all that fantastic. I'm not that fond of rice. It's really good. Don't get me wrong, but I wanted something more. And so last night, what I did was a very simple thing for our nice dinner. I took tomatoes and cubed them up and put them in the bowl. And then I put sliced up cucumbers and a little bit of celery and avocado. And then I put some rice over the top, and we just threw that all together. It was just yummy. Made a very good, I don't know what you call it, salad or something. Salad with rice in it. I had been putting rice in my salad for quite a long time. And I just thought, you know how you make a taco salad and instead of you put hamburger in it with your taco salad? Well, now instead of putting hamburger in it, I just put my rice mix in it, which my rice mix, of course, has cabbage and celery and onions and garlic and everything in my rice. And it's very dark colored rice. Primarily, I put red rice and black rice, a mix of rice in it. And so lots of seasonings. And those seasonings, most of the seasonings are also alkaline. So, okay, guys, our time's up for today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Very good.
Good.
Thank you. Nowhere can you get this kind of education. Nowhere
else. Nope.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well,
thanks,
we got some more.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody.